Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Today we're going to preach a message on defeating the giants in your life. So often you face something in your life that is bigger than you are, and therefore it's scary, and therefore it holds the victory over you because it's a big adversary. It could be a battle that you have with sin. It could be a confrontation that you have to have with another individual. It could be an advancement in your job. Those giants in your life span a number of things. Could be a health problem. And our lesson today is going to be on how to defeat the giants in your life. Now, of course, this lesson is going to be based on 1 Samuel chapter 17, the scriptures that record David's fight with Goliath. And this sermon is meant to encourage you in your fight against your giant or your giants that are in your life. In other words, this isn't to show you why you're not winning. It's not to put you down because you haven't won already. It's to try to give you encouragement by following some of what David did when he won his battle against Goliath. And by this, we hope to persuade you to use the same method that David did in order to defeat your giant or your giants. Okay? David defeated Goliath for several reasons. David defeated Goliath, first of all, because he sized his giant up correctly. That's right. David sized his giant up correctly. The story of David and Goliath is so familiar, there's no reason to go through and read every verse in 1 Samuel chapter 17. We'll go right to the verse or verses that deal with each point. In this case, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26, David spake to the men that stood by him. That's when he made it to the trench, when he made it to the infantry, and began to hear Goliath and Goliath's threats and what Saul had offered to any man who would fight him and win. David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel?" In other words, he had heard them speaking about being enriched with great riches and having the king's daughter and having his father's house free in Israel. He sees that in verse 25. David gets clarification. He said, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel?" And then David replies, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" You see, Goliath indeed was a giant. He was 6 cubits and a span, according to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14. Well, a cubit is essentially 18 inches. A span is essentially 4 inches. Well, that would make Goliath 9 foot 4 inches high. He's a whole lot bigger than the tallest guys you know. Now, if David was average height, let's say 6 feet, then Goliath was more than half again as tall as David. In other words, if David's 6 feet and Goliath is 9'4", half of David's height is 3 feet. At 9 feet, Goliath would be 1.5 times David's height, and he's more than that. But David, in spite of the fact that Goliath was tall, understood that Goliath was an uncircumcised Philistine, and that this uncircumcised Philistine was defiant against the armies of the living God. In other words, David knew that on his own, in a man-to-man fight, Goliath had the distinct advantage. That's true. But because Goliath was an enemy of God's people, he was therefore an enemy of God. And no man, I don't care how big he is a match for God. So the first thing to recognize then, when you face a giant in your life, you have to see him, or you have to see it, if it's not a person, from God's perspective, not your own. In other words, when you look at the giant in your life, the giant in your life is bigger than you are, maybe twice as big as you are. And that's intimidating. But the giant in your life is not twice as big as God. If the nations of the earth are as the drop of a bucket with God, then your giant is minuscule, microscopic, minute, itty-bitty, little, not that big a deal. Big to you, not big to God. And that's very, very important. David defeated Goliath because, first of all, he sized his giant up correctly. And that's what you need to do with your giant, is you need to size him up. Maybe what you have that's a giant in your life is an angry spouse, a wicked employer, a rebellious child, a job situation that's bigger than you can handle. And maybe you're an entrepreneur, you have your own business, and you're facing some real economic difficulties. Maybe you have a big debt that's nearly impossible to pay, or some sort of a health concern that's breaking you down and beating you down. May I tell you something? Any and all of those things are smaller than God. So get them in the right perspective. Size your giant up correctly. Your giant is bigger than you, but not bigger than God. Second thing, David defeated Goliath because his heart didn't fail him. Look in verse 32 of 1 Samuel chapter 17. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him." Now this is David talking to the king of Israel, and he said, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." David told Saul, "I'll fight." That's so important. So often we face a giant and we are overcome with dread. And I understand dread, anxiety, whatever you want to call it. And what happens when we feel that dread is we freeze and then refuse to fight our adversary. Now, David properly described this gripping dread, this anxiety or fear that you have, as a man's heart failing him. That is, he just doesn't have the heart to fight. Now, when you sense your heart failing you, and when you sense the dread overtaking your desire to fight, You know what you need to do? You need to strengthen your heart for the fight and not succumb to the dread. I think about dread. I've got a very personal understanding of dread. I've faced it. I don't know who seems to have more dread than others. People that are prone to anxiety, people that, you know, maybe have problems with blood sugar. I don't know what all that is. People that are just fearful people that just are not used to having courage. Who knows what all the makeup of that dread is? But I'll tell you this. I know what that dread feels like. I mean, children who are in school that are getting ready to take an exam will have dread, and that dread will overcome them. They'll think, you know what, I'm not going to pass this test. I'm going to fail. I remember we had our first daughter was in college, and she had an assignment. It was a project that was due for her final in a class, in a course. It was very, very difficult. About 2 o'clock in the morning one night, she called and woke me up and was in tears, and she was so gripped by dread. She absolutely could not go another step in that project. We talked for 30 or 45 minutes. The whole time, she was just overcoming that dread. Her heart had failed her. And once she overcame that dread, then she began to work. The beauty of the whole thing is, and there were a number of elements, but the beauty of the whole thing is, she ended up making an A on the project. Now, she certainly didn't feel that way at 2 o'clock in the morning the night she called me. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that when your heart fails you, you cannot fight your giant. And what you have to do is you have to strengthen your heart for the fight and not succumb to the dread. You say that's difficult. Yes, it's difficult, but David did that. He told Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. And their hearts had already failed. And David was getting ready now to give them encouragement. And that's how he defeated Goliath. You see, if your heart fails, you'll never even fight. You'll walk away before the fight ever starts. You won't even try. See? And that's a problem that has to be dealt with, because it will keep you out of the fight altogether. You can't let your heart fail you, or you will not fight your giant. David defeated Goliath because, first of all, he sized his giant up correctly. The giant was bigger than David, but he wasn't bigger than God. Secondly, David defeated Goliath because his heart didn't fail him. And when he hit that dread, he said, you know what, I'm gonna fight this thing anyway. And didn't stop before the fight. See, that's the key. Now, here's the third thing he did. He recalled some prior victories. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David defeated Goliath because he recalled some prior victories. You see, Saul tried to convince David that he was too young and too inexperienced to fight a veteran soldier like Goliath. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. So David said, well, that's true. He's been a warrior, and I've not been a warrior, but let me tell you something. God helped me and delivered me from a lion and a bear, and I killed them both. God had given David experiences in the past that were sufficient to encourage him that God would deliver him from Goliath. Now, if you consider your past experiences with God, if you think back in your life as a Christian, undoubtedly you're going to find some times when the Lord got you through some things that were a bit too big for you. Don't you have something in your past where God did something for you that was big? Can't you see somewhere where he made a provision in your life and you know that the provision came from God? You were facing a bill that you could not pay and God dumped some money on you and you were able to pay the bill? Or you faced a final exam like our daughter did with no hope of passing and God provided you with divine ability to study well and recall? Or you faced a job interview in a very necessary situation and got the job and got the raise, or any number of things. Haven't you seen God somewhere in your life do something for you that was too big? Somewhere you have past victories. And when you can see those and recall those past victories in your life, they encourage you to face the giant that you have to face now, you see. That's so important. Okay, how did David defeat Goliath? Well, he sized up his giant correctly. The old giant wasn't bigger than God. His heart didn't fail him. He didn't give in to dread, and he recalled some prior victories and by that gained encouragement. What else did he do? Well, he trusted the Lord to fight for him. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And so Saul said, go and the Lord be with thee. There was no way he was going to argue with David at that point about fighting the Goliath. Somebody needed to do it, and they'd been stuck for over a month in a stalemate. David said, he, that is the Lord, will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. David knew better than to go into this battle just relying upon his ability to kill a lion and to kill a bear. In other words, his past victories were an encouragement, but he wasn't just depending on his past victories or his skill. He recognized that the fight was the Lord's. He even said so in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. David is talking to Goliath. He said, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. Watch it, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Do you understand? The Lord has never lost a battle, and he never will. When you read about the Lord triumphing over the devil at Calvary, the Lord beat those wicked spirits, those principalities, at his lowest point when Jesus Christ was the weakest. That's when he was the strongest in that battle. And he defeated the devil, which, as you know, is the most ruthless, powerful adversary in the world, in the entire universe. So when your battle with a giant is a fight that the Lord wants you to have, then you know what? Trust the Lord and he will fight for you and you will win. Now, we qualified this. That is, that the Lord wants you to have. There are some fights that Christians have sometimes, like church splits. And truthfully, the Lord's not in a lot of those fights, most of those fights. He's not in. And if that's the case, there's going to be a lot of blood loss. There's going to be a lot of loss because people are fighting in an area where the Lord's not fighting. But when you're fighting a giant in your life, a drug addiction, a gambling addiction, an uncontrollable anger, issues with your own fears and dismays, whatever the case may be, those are battles that the Lord wants you to fight, and those are battles that the Lord will win. I've told you several times before, people who have been saved a while that continue to smoke and then decide they're going to quit smoking, they got more of a battle on their hands than just about anything else I've ever seen. Boy, some of them have a terrible time trying to quit. But I'm going to tell you, that may be a giant in your life, but that giant's not bigger than God. And if you will trust the Lord to fight for you, the Lord will win. You say, well, how do I know when I've trusted the Lord to fight for me? That's when you give up on your own solutions and you trust God. I'll show you. It's in the next point. David defeated Goliath because, in addition to these four things, he rejected carnal weapons. He rejected carnal weapons. 1 Samuel chapter 17, look at verses 38 and 39. Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. So often when you get ready to face a giant in your life, what you'll do is you'll resort to carnal weapons. You might refer to something in a psychology book, or, as I say, with addictions and things like that. You may even try some sort of an alternative patch or drug or whatever the case may be in dealing with that. All those carnal weapons become your trust and confidence. David didn't do that. He simply, as we said in the prior point, trusted the Lord to fight for him. Saul gave David his armor, but David hadn't proved it, so David couldn't fight in that armor. He took it off and went into the battle with a sling and five stones. Now you say, that wasn't much to fight with. That's true, but it demonstrates and evidences that David was depending on the Lord to kill Goliath and not on his weapons. Although the stone hit Goliath between the eyes and knocked him down, David still had to go get the sword out of Goliath's sheath and cut Goliath's head off with it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Forget trying to defeat your giant with man-made philosophies and carnal weapons. You are no match for a spiritual battle without the spiritual armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. The whole armor of God. So reject carnal weapons. They get in the way. They mess you up. You've got to trust the Lord. All right, now, David defeated Goliath because he sized his giant up correctly. No match for God. His heart didn't fail him. He recalled some prior victories. He trusted the Lord to fight for him. He rejected carnal weapons, and then two other things. He did not fear man. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 43 and 44, the Philistine, that's Goliath, said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. You know what Solomon said? Solomon said, the curse causeless shall not come. David was not fazed in the least by Goliath's curse. He knew better than to fear an oath like that. He didn't fear Goliath in any way. Goliath was big. Goliath was well armed. Goliath had an armor bearer standing in front of him with a big shield. But that's all that Goliath was, and that's all that Goliath had. David knew that the fear of man bringeth a snare, and so he was not going to be ensnared by fear in this fight. Listen, when you face your giant in fear, you've essentially already lost. And what you have to do is you have to put away your fear of man and fight your giant. Just put it aside. You say, well, I'm afraid. So what? Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is fighting in spite of your fear. Last thing. David defeated Goliath because his total confidence was in the Lord. I realize we've already said some things that are very similar to this, but look in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45, 46, and 47. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." David said in the Psalms, he said, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." You can see the outcome of this battle, and you know that David was right. The Lord is absolutely trustworthy. And when you put your confidence in the Lord and seek his glory in the outcome of the battle with your giant, you know what happens? You put the fight in his hands, and you get it out of your hands. And that's what you need to do. Put your total confidence in the Lord when you fight with your giant, and you'll win. Whatever your giant is, whatever giant you're facing in your life right now, follow these simple principles from David's fight with Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and you will find the same result in your battle that David found in his. Listen, don't dread the fight. Don't fear the fight. Put your confidence in the Lord. Trust the Lord, and he will deliver you.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.